AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A man in central Washington state is wanted on suspicion of murder after his three young daughters were reported missing. Here's Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison at a press conference.
Travis, if you're listening, this is your opportunity to turn yourself in. Do the right thing, do what you need to do, and take accountability for your actions. We're not going to go away, we're not going to rest, and we're going to make sure we find you. You will be brought to justice.
Authorities are asking the public for help in finding 32-year-old Travis Decker, who's wanted for three counts of murder and kidnapping, according to police in Wenatchee. Elon Musk has blasted President Trump's big, beautiful bill of tax breaks and spending cuts as a disgusting abomination. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about his reaction to Musk's criticisms of his tax bill package.
With all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the one big beautiful bill.
The comments come days after Musk's celebratory send-off in the Oval Office, marking the end of his role leading the Department of Government Efficiency. Musk's business interests stand to lose from Trump's bill, which would slash funding for electric vehicles and related technologies. The wife and five children of Mohammed Sabri Solomon were taken into custody Tuesday by U.S. immigration officials and could be deported. Solomon is an Egyptian national who has been living in the U.S. illegally. He's charged with injuring a dozen people in Boulder, Colorado, who had gathered to support the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. Iran's supreme leader has criticized an initial proposal from the U.S. in negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. But Ayatollah Ali Khamenei stopped short of entirely rejecting the idea of an agreement with Washington. Iran has refused to give up enriching uranium in any possible deal with the U.S., a demand that has been repeatedly made by American officials, including President Trump. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports senior officials from almost 50 nations, but not the U.S., are gathering to drum up more weapons and ammunition for Ukraine.
The Ukraine Defense Contact Group, meeting at NATO headquarters, is going to be chaired by the UK and Germany. US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth would only arrive in Brussels after it's over. His absence is the latest in a series of steps that Washington is taking to distance itself from Ukraine's efforts to repel Russia's full-scale invasion. Before Wednesday's meeting, the UK said that it plans a tenfold increase in drone production to help Ukraine. Defense Secretary John Healey saying British companies are using lessons learned from the battlefield to develop advanced new drones to help protect Ukraine's civilians and also strengthen our own national security. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.